This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanon's embattled leadership under fire after a massive explosion destroyed large parts of central Beirut faced public fury Thursday and stern calls to reform from the visiting French president and the IMF. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. These emergency aid flights from Italy and Russia touching down in Beirut, carrying medical personnel and supplies less than 2 days after a catastrophic explosion leveled the city's port area and destroyed large sections of the Lebanese capital. French President Emmanuel Macron also arrived Thursday, promising to help organize international efforts whilst warning Lebanon's authorities that they need to address the corruption within.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The top U.S. envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, is leaving his post, and Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, will add Iran to his role following a transition period with Hook. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Hook's surprise departure comes at a critical time when Washington has been intensely lobbying at the United Nations to extend an arms embargo on Iran, and as the UN Security Council prepares to hold a vote on the U.S. resolution next week. Iraq says Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000 barrels per day in August to compensate for its overproduction over the past period under the OPEC nations' reduction pact. Iraq says the oil output cut in August will be over and above the agreed cut for the month, according to a statement by Iraq's oil ministry. This is VOA News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is relaxing its advisory for international travel during the COVID-19 pandemic, but just a little. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC had been urging Americans to avoid all non-essential international travel. Now it says it's fine, but only to about 20 locations. Taiwan, Greenland, and Laos are among more than a dozen locations where the CDC mentions no particular precautions. Seven others, including Thailand, Fiji, and New Zealand, are in a low-risk group. As for the rest of the world, the CDC is suggesting you stay home. And if you have the travel bug, check with those countries' authorities before making plans. Many have mandatory quarantines in place, and some aren't accepting U.S. visitors at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, virus cases are rising in France, but the European nation is struggling to administer enough tests to keep up with demand. One reason, many testing labs are closed so that their staff can take summer vacation, just as signs of a second wave are building. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Doctors and experts say the vacation crunch is just part of a larger web of failures in France's testing strategy, a strategy that even government's own virus advisory panel this week called disorganized and insufficient. ER Dr. Christophe Prudhomme says one of the problems is not enough skilled workers. First, there is a lack of workers to do the testing. If we don't ask all the health workers to be available by mobilizing all of them, there are just not enough people. The other problem is organization. Prudhomme has called out regional health agencies to organize testing so that it's not the citizen who has to take his phone and try to call seven or eight labs in order to get an appointment. Karen Chamas, Lourdes, France.
In Congress, no deal seems imminent as lawmakers and the White House discuss pandemic relief. AP's Mike Gracia has more on the negotiations.
Frustration was evident from both sides after 3 hours of negotiations on Capitol Hill failed to produce a breakthrough pandemic relief package Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
There's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans want a trim package.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic. And it was not to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says President Trump is prepared to use executive orders to address some elements of the congressional package involving evictions and jobless benefits. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Over 19 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University reports those countries flattening their curve of new cases in the past 5 days are the U.S., Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and Russia. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.